After a surprise twist in the State House Thursday afternoon, the issue of marijuana legalization is suddenly on the front burner in Montpelier again. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, a tripartisan coalition of House lawmakers is now pushing for an above-board market for commercial cannabis sales.
Earlier this year, lawmakers and Governor Phil Scott passed a law that will, starting on July 1st, legalize possession and cultivation of small amounts of marijuana. The law retains criminal penalties for large-scale cultivation and sales of the drug, but on Thursday afternoon, Winooski Representative Deanna Gonzalez began laying the procedural groundwork for a vote on legislation that would create an above-board cannabis industry. Gonzalez says she's motivated by a lack of resources for opioid addiction treatment in Vermont.
If we had a tax and regulate system for marijuana, then we could have some funds to address in terms of prevention and treatment in ways that we know that we need.
The tax and regulate model is not a new concept in Montpelier. Last April, the Vermont Senate gave overwhelming approval to a bill that would have created a legal cannabis industry in Vermont, akin to what's in place in Colorado and Washington State. That approach had been less popular in the Vermont House, but Lieutenant Governor David Zuckerman says that after the House voted to legalize small-scale possession earlier this year, he began reaching out to Republicans.
And quite a few said, now that it's legal, I think tax and regulate's a better model.
And now that cannabis is legal anyway, Zuckerman says he thinks the tax and regulate calculation in the House has changed.
So if progressives, the Republicans that think this is the better way, and the many Democrats that inherently support this come together, I think we have a majority.
The Republicans who will be pushing for the tax and regulate bill include St. Johnsbury Representative Jansen Wilhoit, who was initially reluctant to support the legalization bill that passed earlier this year.
I would want something that actually is regulated, so that way people know what they're buying and they're safe when they can buy it.
Wilhoit says it's too early to tell how many of his GOP colleagues will join progressives and Democrats in favor of the tax and regulate bill, but Wilhoit says he's optimistic. House Speaker Mitzi Johnson is less so.
I think at this point it's far too large of a policy change to be jumping into the last week or two of the session.
Johnson says many of the House lawmakers she's spoken with say they're uncomfortable taking up such an expansive public policy decision in the waning days of the session. And even if the measure somehow makes it across the finish line in the House, the bill still faces long odds in 2018. Governor Phil Scott has said that Vermont needs far more highway safety and public health measures in place before it moves ahead with the tax and regulate system. And even if House lawmakers can muster the simple majority needed to pass the bill, finding the two-thirds majority needed to override a veto will be far more difficult. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.